Samuel was the last of the line of judges that had been leading Israel. He was a prophet as well. And the Hebrew word for prophet was Nevi'im. It was taken from the word which meant to bubble up, or as the New Testament says, holy men spoke as they were moved by the Spirit of God. They also used the word seer for prophet, as in 1 Samuel chapter 9. Miss off the last letter R, and we have the meaning. It was about seeing visions. They were called men of God because God walked with them and they walked with God. One rabbi said the source of the seer's clear vision was not so much his eyes, but his ears. So Samuel, the deposed leader of Israel, came to Bethlehem. It caused consternation in the village. It was not that Samuel was inactive around the towns and villages of Israel, but they sensed there was something different. Saul had been ruling Israel for some years as their first king. But he was a man that didn't often go to Shiloh to pray. He was not known for seeking God. And when the youthful Saul and his servant that was a young lad went to look for their donkeys, he didn't know where the prophet Samuel lived. We read too in later years, his daughter was allowed an idol amongst her possessions, and he named one of his sons after Baal. Before Saul became king, the Holy Spirit came upon him and he prophesied. And the local people questioned whether he had had a change of heart. It must have been that he was not normally seeking after God. Yet too, Samuel must have been concerned for his own son's waywardness as well. Leaders have a twin responsibility, one for caring for their organization, their church or charity, but secondly, or primarily, for their family. We need to pray much for our families. Caring for their whole being is essential. Now, people have always been wary of previous rulers. This was the situation when Samuel said that he had come to sacrifice to the Lord at Bethlehem. The locals were not convinced that that was all he had come for. And Samuel found the young shepherd boy David looking after, as the Bible says, his few sheep. And in front of the villagers, he anointed David with oil. Israel was one of the few countries that anointed their monarchs with oil at that time. Change was coming, and change is always difficult. We too can fear change, and yet it can bring freshness and a new life. Are we ready to embrace, rather than fear, the factors that cause change in our lives, especially the ones that are beyond our control? The Apostle Paul was always ready to accept whatever happened in his life. In Philippians chapter 4, he said, I've learned to be content in whatever situation I'm in. I know how to live in poverty or prosperity. No matter what the situation, I've learned the secret of how to live when I'm full or when I'm hungry, when I have too much or when I have too little. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. How was it that Samuel heard the voice of God? How was he able to hear God speaking to him, this David is the one to be king? We had a small poodle, and when we took her on holiday, On a pebble beach by Lake Coniston, we would sit and throw a pebble, and out of the millions on the lakeside, she would find that pebble that we had thrown. Because there was a trace of scent from our hands on the stone, and she would search it out. Samuel knew the heart of a man in contact with the Lord. God's heart could speak to him. There was a spiritual union. David had the scent of God on him, and Samuel knew it. There was a dimension of the Holy Spirit that Samuel had experienced, but most people of his day did not have, and of our day too. God told Samuel to start looking on the heart of people. If it was important for Samuel to do that, it's important for us as well. So often, we are far too confident in our own decision making, instead of leaving the matter to God to make the choices. But Samuel could look away from what his eyes saw to what God saw. He was a prophet, a seer. May the Lord bless you. Amen.